Parshas Tazria. Normally not too much attention is given to Tazria. Firstly, because usually Tazria and Metzara are together. Secondly, even if it's separate, usually it's like now, right around Pesach, and most people are concentrating on that. But I think it would be nice if we give credence to Tazria, see the lessons we could take out of it, some Geshmak HaZachin happens to be, you look around, not too much in the more of the Heintige Chumash is written on Tazria. A lot of tonight will be from Rabbi and Leib that I looked from, got a lot of Geshmak HaShtikach. But let's see what we could get. So first off is that Rashi says like this, Rabbi Friedman mentioned in the shir before, Isha Kisazria, Amar Reb Simloi, Kishem Shei Tzirasi Shal Adam, Acher Kol Mehem Achai Va'if, B'mais Bereshis, just like a person was created after all animals in the story of Bereshis, Kach Terasim Esparsh Acher Teres Behem Achai Va'if, so too the halachas of behemoths were first said, and then the halachas of animals were said. Many, many possible questions over here to be asked. So, first of all, right, the parsha start, what are these halachas of Adam? What are these halachas of people that we're talking about over here? We're talking about Tumas Leida. So, isn't it a pella? Seemingly, having kids would seem to be one of the great mitzvahs. When the Gemara even says about that you have to free a half Eved, half Ben Chayrin, Tosfos even says that it's a mitzvah rabbah, and therefore that would force the other owner to free his half of the slave. So how's it possible that this tumah comes in here? And we know that tumah is, even if there's no dam accompanying the leida, still it's tummy. Why? Why should that be so? That at what seems to be the highest kedusha, that we're putting a very, very large, long-winded tumah that goes with it. Secondly, what are we sticking in the third pasuk of the parsha? Smack in the middle of everything is vayemash mini yimol b'sar alosay. They give him a bris. What is that doing here? One. Two, even if you say that it's here because there's a Madomar in the Gemara that only when there's Tumas Leida, that's when the child will have his bris on the eighth day. I didn't look it up, but perhaps it means, for instance, like we know, a C-section does not have his bris on Shabbos, even if it's the eighth day. I don't know if it's referring to that type of case, but the idea, even if that idea is there, so you say that's why it's to be here, but why specifically split up these psukim of Tumah? Why don't we put bris either before it or after? Why is it splitting it up? Another question. Yeah, but fine. So put it after the meal. You're splitting in the middle of the meal. Seven bris, 30 and 33. What? No, and then the vina afterwards. Two split up. And even if you want to tell me it's chronological, that's probably not such a kishmak of shot. Right? You have 7, 8, and then the whole 33. Probably not such a kishmak of shot. Probably there's something more hidden. And then more, this medrash. There's a medrash that says, that Hashem says, Imatu mishamer nida, I will give you a ben that's nima l'shmeina. What does one have to do with the other? I mean, seemingly it would almost seem like to have a shaykhis just like these psukim do, but what actually is the shaykhis between them? There's a famous medrash, Shaltan Srufus says, Rabbi Kiva, what is pshat that Hashem gives you a mitzvah of mila if he wants you to have a shalim dikabani, so he should make you born kemalt? Well, why are you born without a mila that you have to do? Yeah. Rabbi Kiva answered him that Hashem wants to be mitzarifus, Hashem wants to, whatever it means exactly, clean us, make us pure, and memela, he gives us mila. Why necessarily is Mila the one that's being chosen to bring this point out? Another question, this medrash that we mentioned with Reb Simloi, right? How come the parsha of Halachas Behema is before Halachas Adam, like because it's like Maisa Bereshis, right? Yena medrash, that medrash. The Medrash over there really continues that if a person, Rabbi Friedman also mentioned this, that if a person goes down, we tell him that even a fly is better than him. But if you're Zoyche, then we say to him that you were before all of creation.
What does that mean? That's a contradiction from one line to the next. You're created last, and even a fly is better than you if you go downwards. But if you go upwards, then we say you're created first. What are we, lying? How are you created first? How does that make sense at all? So, Dimrei David, who is the Chaste David, the Pirush on Tesefta, Dimrei David on Psachim, there's a Gemara Azei. Om Rebu Domer, Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvahs Mevarech Aleihem Oiver Lasiyason. What does that mean? You make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. How do you know it means before? How does Oiver mean before? So, the Gemara itself actually wonders that. And the Gemara has to bring three psukim to show that Oiver means before. Why don't we just say simply, Kol HaMitzvahs Mevarech Aleihem Lifnei Asiyason? Why does he make us confused that we have to figure out Oiver? Why don't we just say straight what's going on? He answers, then Rei David answers, it's to get us to understand that before every single mitzvah really, there is a big mochama with the Yetzer Hara. And he's either with us from when we're born, or maybe even before that, according to one of my Dharma and the Gemara. If we don't fight him with the mochama of Torah and mitzvahs, then it won't be shaykh to win. We won't be able to win at all. Just like the beginning of Parashas Kiseitze. Kiseitze l'mochama yivecha, unisone Hashem l'kecha b'yadecha. When you go out knowing that you're going to fight, then you will win. And Chazal explained that on the Yetzer Hara. When you know that you're going to go out to fight the Yetzer Hara, then you'll be zeicha to win. Therefore what? When we make a bracha, that is our melchama against the Yetzer, to go ahead and be zeicha, to allow us to do that mitzvah that we want to go and try to do. That's exactly why we are making that bracha. And therefore, that's why the Gemara uses the lashon of oiver. Why oiver? Because all those three psukim, you look at them, they have epis, a little bit of a shaychas to melchama. To Muhammad de Kazachin. So the Madamar the Gemara wanted you to see, oh, Oiver. What does Oiver mean? Oiver means before. How do I know it means before? Because you look at war. You look at the psukim that have to do with war. What do we say? Because why? Because a bracha is war related. You're fighting the Yetzer. Let me go do this mitzvah. Allow me to be Zeicha to go do this mitzvah. There's a Medrash in Parshas Bereishis, interesting Medrash that says, at the end of Yom Shishi, it says, V'hine Toiv Ma'oid. Right? Vini Toiv Ma'oid. Right?
And also be a good reason why we don't, there's no mitzvah to make to tshuva on Yom Kippur, but even if there was, that would be confusing to make a bracha on it, because the Masih, you're fighting its her, but here you're cleaning up its her, so it's like the opposite of that. Does that make sense?
Again, even though the whole year, but
you're fighting it to her, but right. I'm giving it, there's no it to her. Right. So when I say, bro, what are you fighting for? What are you fighting?
Interesting. Interesting, maybe that he still shouldn't be able to come close to us. Hashem sends him away. Hashem sends him away. Very nice. Who says Hashem's going to do that for us? This isn't nice. Hashem's
going to do that. Isn't that again?
We hope so. Maybe we need Tzvosim for Hashem to do that.
It should be.
Is that
automatic?
You could hear that, and that Hashem hopefully will do it through our Tzvosim. The Kitzer. So in Bereishis it said V'hine Toiv Ma'oid, right on Yom Shishi. It said it was very good. That's what it says. In Remeir Sefer Torah says the Medrash, it said V'hine Toiv Mavis. Good is death. What does that mean? What's going on over here? There are some other midrashim that are similar types of things. I don't know if it literally meant he had the same Sefer Torah, but it's to bring out a point. So what's going on over here? Really, also another hara is that by every single thing, every other day, and not only that, even by the behemoth of day six, it says Vayarlikim Ki Toiv. Hashem saw it was Ki Toiv, which the Chazal say is a lashon of Kiyum, v'chulu v'chulu. How come it doesn't say that by people? How come it says Vini Toiv Ma'id? So the Bala Ikrim says that we know famous Gemara. Shor ben Yoimai Ikri Shor. A shor, even on the day it's born, is already called a shor. An ox, on the day it's born, already has the name of an ox. An animal is done on the day it's born. Yeah, it gets a little bigger. But the point is, it's already fully grown and already in its adult stage.
When
yeah, you're right. Yes, there are shiurim b'nei karbonis, but the Gemara does use this in many, many places. But he has sales and other things. Shar b'nei krishar. Mashenki in a person, you never find such a thing. You know why? Because it's gedafka like that. Because Hashem made it like that so that we realize that a whole life, a person hopefully will go up and up and up. Chas v'shalom, he might go down and down and down. And the whole life is open for that. That's why in Rav Meir Sefer Torah it's said by a person, v'ne toiv ma'od. In other words, you know when the best is? The best is when hopefully he went up his whole life and then he locks it in dying. He goes into death locking in that he was good. That's v'ne toiv ma'od. Then ma'od is good. Chas v'shalom, the other way, if he goes down and down his whole life, nebuch, that he died on such a stage that he went down, down, and locked in like that. But that's what Rameh was trying to bring out. When he's born, that's not necessarily good. That's not necessarily good when he's born. We don't know what a guy's going to do. Therefore, we sit our entire lives doing Torah and mitzvahs, hoping that we could go up and up and up. Then this will be one of the many pshatim in Rav Chanan and Mekash, Shalem, and Ratzak, Elish, Baruch, Lazak, and Sis Yisrael. Pshat is, he gave us mitzvahs in order to gufa go up and up and up, so we should be able to be zeichet to this. The Chinuch says that one of the shirashim of Mila is that just like you fix your guf, you have the kayach to do that, so too you have the kayach to fix your nisham. Mamish. Exactly the same insight that we're saying, that you're supposed to go through life with the mitzvahs, changing ourselves to grow and grow and grow, and that'll be a toiv ma'id. Therefore, when a person comes into the Bria, when a person is created, right away we are telling him with the bris, right away we are showing him in the physical, we're fixing, and this will be your entire life. Go fix, and go up and up and up. And then it's up to the parents to continue to be mechanech him on the richtig aveg. What's the best way of chinuch? No, and Rav Tulcha, what's the best
way? Osmosis,
that's the best way of chinuch, right? Yeah. That they should see, by example. Therefore, Zok the Torah, that right away, when the child is born, and we know his senses are all aware, even if he might not actually come, we know his senses are fully aware. The parents are mechuyev to separate with the tumas leida, even if there's no dam. Why? To show that life is about moving up towards Hashem. We take one of the biggest taivas, the taivas haguf, and we say, separate. Gufa to bring out to the child that, look, at this is how we're going to go through life. It's the biggest gift to the child that the parents go do that. Do that the first 7 days. Day 8, give him a bris milah. Vayter shom. That's why we interrupt the psukim, because these are both nukudas of showing that the child should fight. We're showing him how to fight his entire life. That this is how we go through with ruchnias. That's the medrash, that if you're shomer nida, then you'll be zeichet ben nimol shmeina. If you know how to be shomer nida, Hashem says that I'm willing to give you the next step to be able to make the next step of vayter showing a child that had to go through life fighting and to go up and up. The altar of
Kelm, I don't remember who, was asked by one of his Talmidim or something like that during his kid was epi, it was epis, it might have been by the bris already or right before the kid was born. And a few different nuschais, but basically he said, oh, when should we start being mecha? How do we start mechanech? And he said, either you're 8 days too late or he said, you're 9 months too late. The kid is very, very aware. Yeah. Really? Yeah. I think Rabbi Yochum said, Efshar b'shem the altar. He said, people are running around schools. He said, two things you should do when the kid's born. First of all, wash them negovaster every time. I don't know if it means every time the kid goes to nap or once a day. I don't know necessarily. One thing. And the other thing you advise people, realize your kid has ears. He has a neshama that's listening. People think, like the littlest thing, here we can talk Lashon Hara. Fakert, that's the worst place to go talk Lashon Hara. The kid is fully aware. He's a clean slate. Don't go talk Lashon Hara nearby. Those are two things you advise people. So the kid is very, very aware, taking all these things. We mentioned Reb Saloy before about the order of the Torah. We said the other medrash that even a Yitush comes before you forbet. There's another Gemara in Sanhedrin that says something about order. It says, why was Adam created last? In order so he could be Nichnas Lasuda right away. It says, Rashi, Moshal to Amelech.
He first builds a palace. He sets it up. He brings in food. V'chol, v'chol. And then he brings in the guest. A kavod gadol. A kavod gadol for a person that doesn't have to sit here waiting. He appears and all of a sudden everything's ready for him. That's what we're saying. If a person's life and goes up and up through life, then we say to him, yes, chronologically you were created last. But you know why? It was the biggest honor that you were created last. You were created last in order so you could go straight into the Suda and get started on working on Avodah Zarah. If Chas V'Shalom, though, a person does not work through life in the correct way, then unfortunately his chronological order that he was created shows up for him and it says to him, yeah, even a Yitush is better than you. That's why the Torah is coming to write also the halachas that way to bring it out. We'll get back to Tazria in a minute, but just to mention Shaychus to Pesach, Rabbi Singer sort of mentioned this last week already, but we know that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achei Noida Hadavar, right? Dasan Aviram, they're hitting each other. They say, oh, you're telling us, just like you're going to tell Paray. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, yes, Chapech. Now I understand why Klai Zol and Gauls, because Dilaturim, that there are people who speak Lashon Hara. There are people who speak Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to say that, maybe we'll just tell some Beis Halevi also, it's a famous Beis Halevi, that huge machlekes whether Klal Yisrael did Mila in Mitzrayim or not. Well, what does that mean? How could that be? How could Klal Yisrael not do Mila? It makes any sense to you? Why is this a kind of questions?
In by the devil?
No, not the desert, by Mitzrayim. How could it be? Good. What does it mean? Your mom is thinking means good. Shkoyach. There's a pshat that they didn't change three things and they didn't do any of the rest of the mitzvahs. Shkoyach. But there are pshatim that they did all 613 plus l'shin shmam v'bushim l'shanim. So what does it mean they didn't do mila? Zok to beis halevi. It doesn't mean they didn't do mila. It means they did a mila. Of course they did a mila. But then they thought, how are we supposed to last 400 years in Mitzrayim? Oh, let's be moishach alaseinu. Let's be Moshe Chaloseinu. We'll look like Goyim, and that's who will last. Baruch Hashem. Hashem saved us and turned the stream on them so that Mimela, the separation was clear, and they stayed separate. But why? What's being said here? What's being said here is the same thing. They took the thing, the Spitz thing that is supposed to show where you fight life, and they tried covering it over, trying to take away the message, what it stands for, to fight through life and go up and up. Yeah. What? Yeah. Good, exactly. Yeah, that's some say a shayla in the whole thing. Yeah. Not on the base, it's not a shayla on the base, it's a shayla on the Mount Omar. Shayla on the Mount Omar, they didn't do Mila. Why would they do Mila? Almost Rhymer didn't do Mila. Yeah, good. Okay, so, but one, fine. Once saying this Mount Omar, yeah, fine. But kids, so that would be why the Mila was such a big problem. So as far as Taka Lashon Hara aspect, we're mentioning the Shaychus to Pesach. Fine. So let's try to get into Tazria. So just before one nice diker Baron Leib has using a Baal Turim, it says that the lady should bring one kavsa, right? Okay, I'm sorry, Kavis mentioned Asai. And a ben yoino oitar lechatas. As a chatas, one of the birds. It says the Baal Turim, all over the entire Torah, it says Torim before ben yoino. It says the pigeons before the turtle doves. And here it says the turtle dove first before the pigeon. Why? So he says, since you only bring one, so therefore if you find the yoino, you should bring the yoino. Don't try to go find the tar. Maybe it's bigger, maybe you think you should go find. Don't do that. You know why? Because the benzugai, the spouse of the pigeon, will be misabel on its spouse that's taken, and there's a medrash, a gemara, whatever, that it never remarries, quote unquote, whatever that means, and therefore, don't do it. Says the Brown Label, this would be a little bit of a diik. That's Arba Al-Khan Daraisa. Shmuz about it in Gemara Lemetzius. This would be a shtickle of a raya that. First of all, I say it says specifically about them. Klal Yisrael, the Medrash compares. Klal Yisrael to it that they don't run to anywhere else. Yeah, cautious species. We're not talking about other ones. Yeah, not all animals. Not all animals. Specifically these things. Specifically these, yeah. Fine. The One more thing in the Leida, it says you bring echlo elavechel chatas. Now, normally your makriv always the chatas first, like Rashi says. So why does it say the oila first? Rashi says it's just the Torah put it here to read it this way, and a few other mafarshim go like that. Taisus on the other hand in Tzvachim, just an interesting Taisus. Taisus Daf Sadi in Tzvachim says that it could, from Baltaisus Reino Chaim, that it could be that there would be a lechatchil to first be makdish the oila and then to be makdish the chatas. Why? He's not giving a reason. You could maybe think of a reason, what the oila stands for, what the chatas would stand for in the leid of a chulu. Whatever it is, that's what Reino Chaim says. Maybe a pshat on the spot is that what's going normally, why is chatas for the oila? Because first you want the kapara, then you want like the oil to like settle things down. But here, that the chatas is not necessarily for any chet. Okay, good. The Rapshatim might be for a chet, that she made a shua, but pashas, it's not for a chet. So therefore, maybe that would be a reason for the oil to taka at least be hoktash first, even if you're bringing the chatas first in actuality. Okay, tsaras. How come there's no tsaras today? Oh, very good. So the Tveres Yisrael asked Rav Kveger, he says, right before Nagayim, the Tveres Yisrael says, I asked this to Rav Kveger, and Kveger says he doesn't have a satisfactory Teretz. That probably means he thought of anything we're going to say, but Al Kabbalah, he did not give him any answer. Tveres Yisrael himself tried to say that we don't have any Kayim Yochis, and therefore, to go say that you're going to make someone, when they become Tahar, cut their payas, cut their beards, and with a razor, doing isurim d'oraisa, which a mitzvah is supposed to do. To go say to do that when we're not 100% sure about the kayanim, we're not going to say that.
But some are recorded.
Some are recorded, but still, like I guess to be mamish 100% sure, to go be over isurim, I guess even the most kosher, we're not going to go ahead and do. Fine. So you won't be able to kind that aspect, but at least, I guess, at least whatever of Tyre you can be kind do. But if Iron Lave asks on him, Brian Lave asks on him, fine. So no, there won't be the Tyre process. At least let the Tuma process exist.
There's always going to be Tomei.
No, too bad. Miriam deserved a Mimitare, Mimitamei. Mimitamei, Mimitare. But, so Nebuchadnezzar, guy was in Misapa Lashonara. What do you want from him? Too bad. The Mechas Chinuch also says about Kainu Michasim. Rabbi Aaron Leib says that in order to be seen Negayim, you need to be a Bucky in all 72 and how they look. And therefore, L'chura, I mean, I'm sure Chaim Kamsky has a little bit of an idea, but L'chura, we don't have anyone these days who has the ability for that, so maybe that's why no one can see. There are 72 Maris Negayim, 72 types of tzaras. They're not necessarily all in the skin right here. Between the hair, the beard, the house, the clothes. There are 72 types. So if you're not... What? I'm sure Chaim Kamsky tries to, make some sort of whatever. But Lamaisa, the Sefer Tulsa Adam, Reb Zalman of Elazhiner, brings down that he, very interestingly, he had what looked like some sort of tzaras on his foot. And he happened to be by a doctor, and the doctor held for some reason, danger, I don't know. He said he should cut it off. Reb Zalmala said that whether yes or not tzaras today, there would still be an isser, right? It says beferish that you're not allowed to cut off. He showed me b'nei tzaras that you can't cut off the neged tzaras. He said the chayra, such an isser would still apply even if we're not pasking on the tzaras. There's a huge stick of tzaras if there's even tzaras before we pasken tummy on it. So it's a chiddush, but lamai is a very interesting thing. They say that you would not be allowed to cut off tzaras even if there's no kayin to say tummy, whatever. Interesting thing, and he did not cut off.
He lived now 30 years.
Happily ever after.
I mean, I need Rav Zalman to guess that it.
So how could Tzaras ask?
So 1 second. So first of all, the Chofetz Chaim says that today there's Lashon Hara and there's no Tzaras. What's Pshat? Zok the Chofetz Chaim, he brings down from a Sefer HaKon or something like that, that in the place of Tzaras there's Anius. I don't know if the Chofetz Chaim says the following words, maybe it's Rabbi Leib himself, but he says, there's Anius in Momen, says Rachman Litzlan, there's Anius in Das also. Again, I don't know if it's Chofetz Chaim or Rabbi Leib saying that, but it's a very interesting thing. I don't know if it means people not as smart. I don't know Nebuch, it means all the different sicknesses that exist today with Das. But it's an interesting Nekuda that's being brought down. That very nice, it doesn't have to be Taras, but what's it called? We'll mention, because again, I'm not sure if we're having Chumash here next week. Stam, anyways, it'll be Parshas Agadlus. Maybe we wouldn't answer it. But the Ramban, Ramban says, actually might even be at the Ramban at the end of this week's parasha, so we definitely can mention it. The Ramban says, right, well, what's in this? Yes, I'm sorry, it is Ramban in the sixth parasha, so it's beautiful anyways. Saras by close. He says, Zeho inyan einenu b'teva klal. There is no such thing as nature by this. You want to say leprosy by a person? Okay, maybe. We'll get back to that in a second. But by clothes, there's definitely no pshat. Because what we'll say later on, color clothes are zecha not included. It's only tzemer and pishta, maybe some other types, but it's not on nylon and other things. In other words, most clothes today wouldn't necessarily apply saras. So to nige batim, hello, by a house. And not only that, the house of next week's parsha, and it says that it goes away, it comes back. The whole thing is not b'teva, says the Ramban. Avol be yois Yisrael. There's a very, very, listen to this Musar Nekuda. Be yois Yisrael shleimim l'Hashem, when Klai Yisrael is whole, then Hashem will be always on them to uphold their bodies, their clothes, and their houses, that it should be in the best matziv. And when a chet would happen, then a disgusting thing would show up, showing that some of Hashem's siyata d'shmaya has been taken away, whether from a person's body, whether from a person's clothes, or whether from his house. Aber. Today, that unfortunately, we are not like that with Hashem. So therefore, Hashem has taken away from us that ability to show that, oh, here's where you're discussed. We became so full of chet and so full of everything and so far from Hashem. So it's almost nothing for him to go ahead and show, oh, look how disgusting. Nebuch, we're kior, we are disgusting all over. So therefore, that the Ramban is saying why there is no tzaras today. But I think it's a beautiful musvar to take out, that be'etzim, the shpitz thing is that Hashem is holding us up and holding every bad thing away from coming onto us. We think that, oh, things are regular, and bad things might come. No. Every bad thing is threatening to come. The business is threatening to fall apart. The chas v'shalom. A person's body is threatening to explode with every type of machla. A person's house, even with insurance, is threatening to... If you're with Hashem, He'll protect it all. He'll shove it all away. And the moment someone starts slipping away a little bit, okay, so some of the coverage starts slipping away. And it'll show up. Things will start showing up. That definitely applies in our level also these days. But definitely in the time when Yisrael was shleim, that's what he's saying about the level of tzaras and what they were zeicha to. It says, L'chol mare einei ha-kain, in Pasuk Yud-Beis. Rashi says, Prat l'chain shechosach, shechosach me'oirai, that he's going blind, he can't see so well, he can't see negayim. Ah, there's a halacha that if a kain is unlearned, then a chacham can tell him, oh yeah, this is saras, say tame, or now this is tahar. So why can't he just tell the guy who can't see so well? Oh, by the way, you can't really see what's going on, but here it is. No. So the Chazon Ish says that the Chazon Ish says that even if you're telling a kayin, the kohen still has to see it. By the regal halacha, forget this a second. The regal halacha that you're allowed to tell a kohen how to paskin, the kohen can't just not look. He's still got to see it, even though he doesn't really know what he's seeing. And then you go paskin. So memela, maybe that would be pshat over here, that if a kohen taka can't see it, then you're missing that. You're missing that point. And therefore, that's why he would not be able to. That's what it's, that's the halacha. And we're saying the explanation why. That's what we're explaining. Freisrol is mistopic back and forth whether if you have glasses, if the kind has glasses, is that good enough to see, or you need to take off your glasses and hopefully you're able to see closer. There is this Shaila by Kiddush Levana, by Maris, by other things. I know Rabbi Shlomo Zalman hacks about it by what's called, but L'chair, there's a little more of a reason over here, says Rabbi Aaron Leib, to wonder if yes or no, because by all the other places, whatever, that's Allah. Here it says Einov, Mari Einov, exactly. It says you have to see with your eyes, so it could be that there's more.
By a wedding, by the
Eden? Like Kedushin, yeah.
I don't know, so I'm
I hear, maybe, I hear, sorry. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Again, these things.
Make your eyes see better?
So what?
Even if they help you see better, Lemaisa, it's Dover, Lemaisa, Ryan Leib says, or I didn't see, look, it's Dover, it's Dover Acher. It's not your eyes, it's Dover Acher, helping your eyes.
If you, that's one.
Right.
I'm clearing that maybe the other side makes your eye see better.
So by everything else, maybe that would be a good svara. But over here, you would have less of a reason to say it's a good svara since it says einav. Where everywhere else it doesn't say einav, so maybe do such a svara. Over here, where it doesn't say where it says einav, still maybe you're right. But in other, I'm just being machalik that luchari this would be worse. This would be worse in a way.
Not really. Because if it's
no, we know there's halacha. We know there's halacha that if he becomes right in pasuk yedimel, that if he becomes fully white, then he's tar. What's pshat in that pachal? What's pshat? So interesting. Kleoker says, well, it's the sickness showing that it's fully pushed its way out, and he's going to get better very soon. There's no pshat in that because even first of all, when it starts going away, then it becomes tamei again. That's one. So why would that go? Two, if a little complicated, but not so hard. Basically, the Mishnah says, "Haparech menatar tame." Basically, if you have tzaras, and then it gets small enough that you're tar, but it didn't go away fully, and then all of a sudden it jumps all over you, then you're tame. So that would not fit with this kleyakar that's saying that when you're what's it called, it's pushing its way out and showing that you're tar. Well, then here you're tame. So that wouldn't fit. Chavetz Chaim says that you know why you're tar with parch bakulai. What's the point of Saras? Rashi later on in the parsha says Saras comes from Lashon Hara, from a Gemara. What's the point of punishments? To do tshuva. A nebach af a guy, we say but during Yom Narayim. We say af a guy that if he goes through his entire life with Yisurim but never acts upon it, he might cry out. But if he doesn't do anything about it, a nebach on a guy that he went an entire life with Yisurim because it won't help him when he gets up there. Parai. The Yisurim did not. That's what they were trying to do. Okay, good. The brisker of there was Medin, but there are other sheets that said it was Tamazai to try to get him to wake up and do tshuva. He didn't do anything with it.
Didn't he present him to tshuva after?
What? Could be at the way end. We, Vanitzak, we cry out to Hashem. We tried doing tshuva with that crying. Givaldik. Amazing. This guy, he has such total bizyoinus from being totally white. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we don't need to give the surim of him being tamei. You're tar. You're so bad. You have so much bizyoinus.
Nobody sees him.
Everyone knows that this guy full right.
Right away, or is he cutting back in?
First of all, he has to call.
He's out.
Yeah, he's tar. Hello. Tar. He comes back in.
No, he doesn't come back in. Why doesn't he come back in?
I don't know. Why not? He's tar.
Doesn't he stay in from the beginning?
What do you mean? From the beginning, Badlad Yesh. We'll speak about Badlad Yesh in a minute. He has to go out. Now he's tar. I don't know.
Then he became everywhere.
Harry's allowed to come back in. Even if not, all day he's sitting. Tommy Yikra. They know. Oh, there's the Meshuggah. Who's the material these days. And all of a sudden, no one hears him, but they still see him there. What's going on? All of a sudden, they see his entire face is covered in white. Maybe they see his hand sticking out as white. They chop. He's totally covered. Yeah, Mistama will go out. Mistama, the coil will go out that the guy is fully okay by now.
He has to go outside. He's staying inside all day.
Where?
Inside his house.
When he's tummy?
Yeah.
It's a din. He has to go out of all three machnas. He has to go out of Yerushalayim.
When he's
totally tar?
Yeah.
When it's all over him? And Chanan was saying, maybe he can come back in. Then everyone will for sure know that he's covered.
He's saying he'll come back in the garbage bag and he'll run to his
pot. Mistama will be known.
You should
run
this camera there.
Azei Zok Chaim. Another thing bringing out the Yisurim Shabbat. Basically, there are two separate ways to get tzaras having to do with a fire or with heat. And basically, they have the exact same halachas, but if you have half a gris, half the shear from one and half the shear from the other, they don't mix. The two different types of burns that you got, they don't mix as a shear. So ask the Brian Leib, I don't understand. If tzaras is coming for Lashon Hara and he did the chet, so he should have gotten a whole shear of one type. And if he didn't, why is he getting half of either type? What's the point? Just to have drawings on him? So Zokta Brian Leib, I don't know exactly what he means, but we can probably guess. He says, free surim. In other words, probably the guy has to sit to freak. Ooh, is it big enough? Is it on its own? Is it not big enough on its own? See, they're worried. He's getting worried about, oh, I started doing Lashara. Hopefully he'll do tshuva before it gets too big, and then he'll really be Tommy. Again, that's the point. That is the point of all the punishments. It's interesting thing. The Parsha mentions about Ish Ki Yimrei Tereshai, right? Baldness. Right? Seemingly, does today's apply? Zok the Chazanish, l'chayr not. Because unzer baldness doesn't come at once, all at once. And not only that, it doesn't come for no reason. It comes from, different genetics, whatever, but stress and different things, the works of life and many, many, many different things that people do that puts a stress on the body, that's what causes it.
as opposed to the Taras, where it's no reason, and right away there's a bunch that just falls out. So interesting thing that the Chazon Ish is bringing out about that. Okay, he has a din, the Mitzar has a din like an oval that when he's outside, he's got to put, Kilo, right, they used to wear some sort of talus, he's got to put it over his head, Pashtus, it means all the way till here. All the way to Al Safam Yate means till your mustache. Look how you're going like this. Says the Baran Liv, how are you supposed to see? So he says maybe you didn't put it like mamish on your face. He left a little bit of room to see, but it had to be that you went down there.
Down.
The little Medra says
someone hold your hand.
Shows a picture of covered by a hood on the top of his head. And then from the bottom of his head, almost like an Arab, coming up from the bottom, it shows cloth covering his mouth and mustache.
So maybe the writer
of the little Medrash says is trying to answer this question. I don't know, but Pashtus most learned that you're doing it azay, exactly, that it's all the way over until your mustache. And Anachanami. Good, fine. Ron Levy tried to say, but maybe the writer of the little Medrash says was trying to answer this question. It's not the Pashtus, but...
How does anyone see
that,
your anything? You can't see anything.
What, you're calling Tommy Yukra? You have to call out, Tommy, I'm Tommy, stay away from me. Yeah, that also, that for sure. Oh, let's talk about this right now. Rashi says, so other Tameim will not be with him. So Erstens, next week's Haftarah, which we will not be reading because the Shabbos HaGadol says, V'arba anoshim hoyu mitzorayim. It sounds like that mitzorahs at least can sit together. That's what it sounds like. Lamaisa, though, it's not so gishmak because Rashi continues that what's the reason that a mitzorah is sitting outside? He caused separation with his Lashon Hara between Ish V'Ishta and Ish V'Re'eyu. He should sit separately. If he's sitting chilling with his four white buddies...
They may say
it's
not also.
Good kazakh. And now, yeah, but he.
Why are you present? No, I did this.
Exactly.
I did this.
Exactly. So.
Oh, he said, yeah. He said, I sit alone. That's the question.
Agav, the Dasakanim says that he sits far away because he's contagious. Interesting thing.
What?
Dasakanim?
Oh, wait, back to the.
Even if the Ramban, that it's a nace, there's zikr such a thing as. Leprosy, that whatever name it could be that there's a zazach. What?
I thought we all hold it. It's not leprosy. It's
from Hashem, but it still doesn't mean that it wasn't a sickness. But you look through the Ramban, through the parsha, the way he's going through about the Basar getting sicker or not and better, and Basar Chai means it's starting to heal, spreading. It works like. Good child.
Yeah,
you have to know the whole shtickle Torah about how do we give a chos in 7 days? Yeah, well, what's behind that? Is if it's ras, it's if. Not visin. Yeah, right. We mentioned before about clothes, and we said most of today's clothes would not have tzaras, be shy to tzaras. One, because most of them are made from synthetic material, and two, not only that, they are even the ones made from wool are colored. And there's a tzaras kainim that says that just like pishtun is kibriyasai, so too tzemer is kibriyasai. In other words, it's original color, and therefore lav dafka would you be able to have
what?
Yeah. Which all again that up against a colorless. Beged also definitely bringing out an ace. Just end off with one more thing. Interesting thing. Bo'esh tisarif. Is it a mitzvah to go burn that beged, or is it that it should be burnt? Declare this by many mitzvahs. Basically, what happens if you throw it in the garbage or you cut it out? You won't be burning it, but at least exactly at least you got rid of it. If it is a mitzvah for you to do it, is it a mitzvah for you to do it, or is it a mitzvah for someone to do it? Nafkamina, if someone steals it from you, would you be chayv asar zehuvim? Rabbi Isai, agutin Shabbos.